प्रविष्टा देवभूरिवमूर्ति यत्पादशौचं सलिलं द्विजगत्पुनाति सत्त्वं जगद्गुरुरधोक्षजया प्रविष्टा भूरिभागा यत्पादशौच सलिलं त्रिजगत्पुनाति
माताजी Adya, today, Isha, O Lord, Naha, our Vasatayaha, residence, Khalu, indeed, Bhuri, extremely, Bhagaha, fortunate, Yaha, who, Sarvadeva, the Supreme Lord, Pitre, the forefathers, Bhuta, all living creatures, Nre, human beings, Deva, and the demigods, Murti, who embody, Yat, whose, Pada, feet, Saucha, which has washed, Shalilam, the water, of the river Ganges, Trijagat, the three worlds, Punati, purifies, Saha, he, Tvam, you, Jagat, of the universe, Guruhu, the spiritual master, Adhokshaja, O you who are beyond the purview of the material senses. Ya which praveshtaha having entered. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, today, O Lord, my home has become the most fortunate because you have entered it. As the Supreme Truth, you embody the forefathers, ordinary creatures, human beings and demigods. And the water that has washed your feet purifies the three worlds. Indeed, O Transcendent One, you are the spiritual master of the universe. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami has nicely interpreted Akrur's feelings as follows. Akrur said, my Lord, although I am a householder, today my home has become more pious than the forest where sages perform austerities. Why? Simply because you have entered my home. Indeed, you are the personification of the deities who preside over the five sacrifices a householder must perform daily to atone for unavoidable violence committed to living beings in the home. You are the spiritual truth behind all these creations, and now you have entered my home. The five daily sacrifices enjoined for a householder are sacrifice to Brahman by studying the Vedas, sacrifice to the forefathers by making offerings to them, sacrifice to all creatures by putting aside a portion of one's meals, sacrifice to human beings by extending hospitality, and sacrifice to the demigods by performing fire sacrifices and so on. Om Agyan Dimirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatide Shatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Adeshano Vasataya Kalubhuri Bhaga Yas Sarva Deva Pitrabhuta Nirdeva Murti Yat Pada Saucha Salilam Trijagat Punati Satvam Jagud Gagad Guru Radoksha Jaya Pravishta. Today, O Lord, my home has become the most fortunate because you entered it. As the Supreme Truth, you embody the forefathers, ordinary creatures, human beings, and demigods. And the water that has washed your feet purifies the three worlds. Indeed, O Transcendent One, you are the spiritual master of the universe. This chapter is the ongoing discussion between Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, where Sukhdev Goswami is explaining about how Krishna is killed Kamsa and is on his way back, and is after his killing of Kamsa, he remembers the promises made to his devotees, and especially two devotees mentioned in this chapter. One is Kubja and one is Akrur. One of them is not related to Krishna but has made a very strong bonding with Krishna. By making the offering of whatever she had, and Akrur was one who actually brought Krishna to Mathura but wanted Krishna to stay with him and to be at his home. But here Krishna is courteously refusing and promising to come later. So this is the first step, how Krishna reciprocates. Not now, sometime later. Right? So generally, the reciprocation from Krishna may be a delayed one. When Krishna expect, when we expect the most reciprocation, Krishna may delay the reciprocation. But nevertheless, Krishna does reciprocate with Kubja and to Akrur, with to their complete satisfaction. So Krishna is very courteously saying no. And the next step is when Akrur is receiving Krishna. Akrur is famous for his prayers, Vandanam. And therefore he is offering these beautiful prayers. We are hearing since last few days about the prayers of Akrur, glorifying Krishna. And any prayers, if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first prayer is that of the opulence and the Aishwarya and the Shakti, or the opulences of Krishna's energies. A person is understood only by the person's energies. To the degree we understand the energies of the person, to that degree the person is understood. And therefore Akrur is explaining in great details. And therefore the second step that Krishna reciprocates, first is very courteous, second he complies. He complies to Akrur's request, comes home. But the third step is what is Krishna wanting to expect from his devotees. Devotee has expectation from Krishna, and Krishna has also expectation from his devotees. So he has come to Akrur's house, but after the whole exchange of intimate loving feelings, Krishna is explaining to Akrur, or trying to explain to Akrur, that he wants him to, he calls him for a mission, that you need to go to Hastinapur, where I am fearing mistreatment of the Pandavas by the blind king Dhritarashtra. So Krishna is reciprocating with Akrur with the thought of the safety of the Pandavas. Right? So simultaneously he is reciprocating with Akrur, the Pandavas, and he is wanting Akrur to be an instrument in his mission. So Krishna's reciprocation is his call, his courtesy, his compliance, and ultimately his call. These are three steps in which Krishna reciprocates with Akrur. In one sense, the prayers offered by Akrur and the prayers offered by Vasudeva and Devaki are similar in nature. In fact, all the prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam have a very specific flow of their expressions. And here, Vasudeva also is praying when he is seeing Krishna, entered his home, his temporary home, the prison cell. And the first step is that of wonder, Adbhut. When Krishna is Adbhuta, he is wonderful. He is simply charming, he is miraculous. That is what the Aishwarya, the bhakti begins with the platform of Aishwarya. Therefore, even we worship Radha Krishna here, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, we are actually worshipping him in Lakshmi Narayan mood. The Aishwarya is there. And therefore, the principle of Aishwarya is to be firmly rooted in the heart of a devotee. And therefore, Vasudeva is wondering that how is that the Supreme Lord has appeared. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur mentions in the purports, Prabhupada mentions that how is that Krishna has appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa being so afraid. He is not afraid to be born in the prison cell of Kamsa. He could have been born outside, he could have born anywhere else. But he has, the second wonder is that he is all pervading. Yet he has manifested within the womb of Devaki, so localized. Thirdly, he has come ornamentally very decorated. The birth of a child with such an ornamental decoration. And the fourth wonder is that he is my worshipable deity Vishnu. How he has come as my son. So therefore, similarly Krishna is great, but becomes very courteous enough to have a relationship with us in some intimate feelings. So first stage of that of a sadhaka is that of a wonder, adbhuta, because of Aishwarya. But then Devaki also is in the same mood. In fact, from wonder, even suvismita, Devaki also is in the same mood of vismita, suvismita. She is confused, at the same time she is very happy. She is confused because she is fearful because her son has come born in the prison cell, and Kamsa may kill him, is what her fear. But she knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is God, He is Vishnu. He has come 400 form just to convince me. The same form which came to convince Devaki to become fearless is the cause of fear. This is the paradox. These are the bhakti paradoxes. Krishna comes to relieve the fear of his devotees, but increases the fear in the hearts of his devotees. How is this possible? Krishna is the supreme controller, yet becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. Krishna is all pervading, but enters into the womb of his chosen parents and becomes like a baby for them. So therefore, these bhakti paradoxes only allow us to enter into the deeper mysteries of devotional service. Unless this paradox exists, it is impossible to become more and more sheltered and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To simply be on the Aishwarya platform, on the platform of wonder, means God is great, I am a servant, and I can beg from Him what I require from Him. The stage of Aishwarya leads to a state of devotional platform where one is always hankering to beg some favors from the Lord. And the second stage, what happens in that condition is that a person on the stage of wonder may end up leaving everything up to Krishna. He will do the needful. He is capable, he is controller, he is supreme. And therefore, he is capable of protecting. So, Vasudev could have just become very happy. Devaki would have become happy. Krishna is born. Janmashtami, they could have done a big kirtan. We do a big kirtan, right, in Janmashtami time. Krishna is coming, 12 o'clock. Of course, but the paradox is there that we have to also break the fast. There is happiness as at the same time there is anxiety. Or there is ecstasy at the same time there is... anguish. So these paradoxes exist, and these paradoxes only help us to become more and more advanced in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Vasudev and Devaki were no mood to celebrate Janmashtami. The very parents of Krishna did not celebrate Janmashtami. Right? The very ones who actually saw Krishna first time coming, we celebrate Janmashtami, and they were in anxiety. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions, therefore Krishna also has come in thee. And Krishna has come because you are offering prayers. Vasudev, even the same prayers offered by Akrur. That Krishna has come to relieve the burden of the earth from the impious and the asuric rulers. And the same way Vasudev is saying that you also come to relieve the burden from the asuric fathers, asuric rulers. And Vasudev says, and Prabhupada mentions, therefore Krishna has appeared in Kali Yuga as the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And therefore we will take the shelter of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but we will also be very joyful, at the same time we will be very fearful or careful. Therefore the joy and the care is always together. The happiness and the anguish is a everlasting eternal paradox in the life of a sadhaka. Why? Because it makes us one more and more endearing to Krishna. Why? From the stage of adbhuta, the wonder, came the stage of fearfulness. Vasudeva also became fearful that Kamsa may kill Krishna. He became fearless to some extent, but Devaki became fearful. Devaki was thinking, Kamsa will come here, and probably if you in the form of Vishnu, then he will simply attack you with very powerful weapons. Therefore, if you become a baby at least he will have some soft corner, no, to kill a baby. Though she had seen Kamsa killing ruthlessly all the six babies, she felt that if he comes as becomes a baby, it will be more easy to negotiate with Kamsa. But if he sees Vishnu, he is Vishnu, he is God, come to kill him, there will be a war and ultimately he will be killed. Why? Because Devaki fears losing her son. The thought of fear, the anxiety, the affection, at the same time anxiety, is the cause of one's deep relationship with Krishna. And therefore, from the stage of wonder to the stage of affection mixed with fear, concern, Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Similarly, we are also afraid that these asuric rulers will stop the Hare Krishna movement at any time. And therefore, we should be very careful. But also, we should be very confident, but we should be careful too. Therefore, in negotiating with the material energy, we need to be confident at the same time careful. So therefore, in dealing with Krishna also, the same paradox works. Being confident, at the same time being careful. Confident for Krishna's protection, but careful about Krishna's legacy. Therefore, as a person in Krishna consciousness moves from the stage of wonder to stage of affection, and then explains, Srila Prabhupada explains the purport, that the real love of Godhead begins on the platform of Aishwarya Shithil. From the platform of Aishwarya Purna to the platform of Aishwarya Shithil. Aishwarya Purna means full of knowledge of the opulences. And Aishwarya Shithil means absolutely without the understanding of the opulences to love Krishna. To love Krishna because He is simply Krishna. Not to love Krishna because He is great, or to love Krishna because He is controller, He is supreme. And therefore, is explained by that Devaki's platform of affection was nearing to Vrindavan platform. But actually she was on the platform of the mother in the Dwarka and the Mathura mood. Therefore, from Devaki's and Vasudev mood of affection, beginning from wonder, culminates in surrender. So therefore, wonder, affection and surrender. Because then the Lord Himself, He claimed that you should simply take me to Gokul and simply think of me here. And by thinking of me, you'll have my association. So therefore, this one statement of Krishna, that indication that Krishna will be pleased by this, is the motivation of the devotee's surrender. What Krishna wills is my destiny. My destiny is Krishna's plan. My plan is not my destiny. Generally, we link destiny with our efforts, and our efforts with our desires, and our desires with our expectations based on our idea of what is good for me. And therefore here Krishna is very clearly saying to Vasudev, you simply take me to here, from here. And therefore Vasudev simply had to make that act of surrender. And therefore that surrender brings empowerment. So similarly, we find here Akrur also is very courteously blessed by Krishna, saying that he will come later. Same way he told to Vasudev and Devaki that please think of me and you will be with me always. And ultimately Krishna also came later, 11 years later, to reunite with Vasudev and Devaki. But then when reunited Vasudev and Devaki were not thinking of enjoying Krishna's association. They were thinking of how to benefit Krishna. So therefore, in this sense, that the happiness, the ecstasy in life of a devotee is no longer based on how Krishna will satisfy my senses, but actually how will I satisfy senses of Krishna. And that bhakti is consolidation. That is consolidation of our devotion service. Where we no longer have that idea that what benefit will I get from Krishna, but what benefit I will give to Krishna. And therefore, Vasudeva and Devaki were thinking of giving benefit to Krishna by sending him to Gurukul, by sending him to further study of literatures, making him suitable, fit to suitably rule and govern. So therefore, Krishna enjoyed the Vrindavan pastimes, and therefore in Vrindavan it was more of the madhurya and, you know, and always the Aishwarya was camouflaged. But after Vrindavan, the madhurya was camouflaged and Aishwarya was prominent. So therefore, in the stage of Aishwarya, there is responsibility. And the stage of madhurya, there is more affectionate dealings. There is more intimate exchanges of the higher ecstasies in terms of how Krishna reciprocates in sweet, loving ways. And in the stage of Aishwarya, there is a stage of formality. So, it's a something reverse. Krishna goes to Vrindavan and goes to enjoys the madhurya and then settles for Aishwarya. Something, generally when you think of advancement, what we think of is the bhav should increase towards madhurya. But Krishna's bhav decreases from madhurya to Aishwarya. Why? Because the separation from madhurya is actually the advancement in Krishna consciousness. In the sense that, of course, that is the highest level. But that level is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. And therefore here is something very wonderful, that the onus here, all the time when Krishna is coming to, every incarnation when Krishna comes in this world, he makes it sure he is always doing his part. He is always acting. He is always exemplifying by his activities. He is not doing miracles all the time. Vrindavan was the only time when he showed miracles, most of the times. But still, like one nice saintly person was mentioning how Lord Ram in his incarnation took a lot of service from everyone. He took service from Sita Devi. She had the anxiety of and the trouble of living in the forest with him, serving him. Lakshman, he took service. Then he begged some help from Sugriva also. Then he took service of Hanuman, you go and send the message. Then he asked Vibhishan also to help him. So practically he took service from everyone. He took service from all the monkeys also. In Lord Ram's avatar, he took service from everyone. So Lord Ram became indebted. In next incarnation, I have to repay and pay back the service. So the next incarnation was Seva Avatar. Right? First was the Seva Grahan, and then there was Seva Dan Avatar. So then in next incarnation, Krishna came and said, okay, monkeys. I have to serve monkeys. Therefore he went about stealing butter. Hanuman was sent as a messenger. This time Krishna said, I'll only become the messenger. I'll become Shanti Dut. So he became messenger on the part of the Pandavas. And then he gave pain to and lot of endeavor for Sita Devi, his consort. And here in Krishna avatar, he made 16,108 palaces for his queens. No trouble, no worry, no forest. Only Aishwarya, only facilities, comforts. Last avatar I give trouble to one consort, I will this time give facilities to 16,108 consorts. Beautiful palaces in the middle of Dwarka. And therefore, even Balramji, Krishna becomes younger brother. This time I will serve him. Last time I took service from him. This time only I will serve him. And Krishna shows himself in this avatar that it is the prerogative of every human being. Lord Ram shows the ideal exchanges of in relationships. And Lord Krishna shows the ideal action in human society. And therefore, His Holiness Pejavar Swami was also nicely mentioning in one of his talks that in this incarnation of Krishna, in Kurukshetra especially, there are three involvements. First there is the Rath, then there is Krishna, and then there is Arjun. Therefore, he said that Rath, Krishna and Arjun all are mandatory and necessary to live and fight out the war in this material existence. He said the Rath represents the institution, the environment, the support, the supportive environment in terms of an institution. In this case, we have Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. That is a Rath on which Krishna sits. Krishna represents the wisdom of the scriptures, the sadhu, guru and shastra. And Arjun represents the samaj or the society. Therefore the sant, the samaj and the sanstha, these three are required to fight the war in the material world for Krishna. And therefore when the samaj accedes to the advice of the sant, on the platform, on the support of sanstha, then there is a complete chance of victory of dharma in the material existence and bringing Krishna's plan to fulfillment. And therefore there are demons like Duryodhan and Dushasan. These are the negative elements in the society which represents subversive activities which one is morally deniable, Dushasan, and Duryodhan is principally degrading. So principally Duryodhan was simply the agent of the Danavas and the Daityas. We saw last verse where Krishna has been, the purport mentions that Krishna simply came to kill the envious elements which were the enemies of the demigods who took incarnation as various Asuric kings. So here the most emphasis here is on the initiative. So there is the support in terms of the institution, there is the wisdom of Krishna, and there is initiative of the sadhaka. Without the initiative of the sadhaka and the support of the institution, the wisdom of Krishna cannot be properly manifested. If simply support is there but no wisdom, then simply fighting will not fetch us the result. And simply wisdom with no support will make us vulnerable to the Asuric forces which are very powerful. Therefore, an organized way to spread Krishna consciousness is the beginning of the initiative in the life of a devotee. And therefore, these elements, Krishna showing himself in his life as to how to become a kind of taking the initiative first, is what the message of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Therefore all the devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam have taken the first step of initiative. Vasudeva has taken the first initiative after hearing from Krishna, and thereafter the support has come. Akrur is now also taking the initiative from Krishna and going to go to Hastinapur. So therefore a call for mission is the initiative which is awarded to all of us. The wisdom is there in the scriptures, in this life example of the saintly people, and therefore when the society comes to take initiative with the saintly people, then there is a revolution in terms of the transformation of consciousness. So here, Krishna is very, very courteously denying, then complying, and then calling. So Krishna is going to test us by saying no to our desires, whenever we want, whichever we may want, but then Krishna will surely reciprocate. Therefore, we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we are saying, okay, Krishna, please engage me in your devotion service. And then Krishna comes, Krishna complies. And then Krishna comes and shows his sweetness in terms of reciprocation. And thereafter, Krishna is going to give us a responsibility. So first is going to be a stage of wonder in bhakti. Initial years were like, wow, very nice, superb, very nice devotion service. We find everything attractive. We find the temple beautiful. We find the deities especially attractive. We like the prasad very much. We have very good. We have no feedbacks practically. The first 2 years, everything is fantastic. And after some years of bhakti, and then the initial wonder wanes off because now it's everywhere. Aishwarya is everywhere now. Aishwarya has become saturated now. And then comes the platform of affection. Then that chanting, that calling, which is now just out of some kind of sentiment, some kind of stimulation, has to become a kind of a sadhana, has to become an exercise, has to become a regimen. So thereafter comes the platform of regimen. And that is the show of affection. But after that regimen comes responsibility, which is individually which is individualistic and initiating in nature. And thereafter, it depends upon how a devotee takes that regimen into responsibility and makes that call for mission the soul, the life and soul of one's existence. And therefore, it's very easy. And therefore, Krishna mostly is not explaining in Bhagavad Gita the path of Bhakti Yoga is explained at the highest. But the medium explained is Karma Yoga. Krishna is denying Arjun all sorts of renunciation and all sorts of sentimental fanaticism. And is imploring Arjun to act. Because by acting, one will become advanced in bhakti. Unless one acts in Krishna consciousness, according to the prescribed duties, one's development of consciousness or becomes an immature understanding, as Prabhupada mentions, inertia or detachment or renunciation. Inertia or attachment. Either one is detached or one is attached. So therefore, here Akrur is not just going to offer prayers. Krishna is offering, Krishna is accepting all the prayers. But Krishna is now requesting Akrur to go and do some important mission for him. So, it's a sweet reciprocation. Krishna reciprocates, and the price for reciprocation is responsibility. And for a devotee, the regimen is his personal affection for Krishna, and that personal regimen, that is affection, becomes responsibility in terms of how one executes the order and the will of Krishna and makes Krishna's plan as one's destiny. And in this way, Prabhupada was once, I think so, was talking about various things. It was actually in the morning walk and he saw some billboards and posters of Sanjay Gandhi coming to this place. And Sanjay Gandhi is coming to this place that they are saying that we want to make everyone educated, literate, literacy. We find a lot of times that we want to have a literacy campaign. Everyone must get educated. India has tried to become literate. There is literacy everywhere, increase in percentage of literacy. But have the problems related to education, have they linked to employment? People are employed the same way even if they are educated. Even if they are literate, their employment remains the same and their economy remains the same. It has not improved. So Prabhupada said that just see, we are telling everyone to become educated, and the land is lying vacant. Probably this was in Mayapur, somewhere close to Mayapur. And Prabhupada is saying that land is lying vacant and people are living with the same economic standards. This education will what happen? They will get educated, and then after getting educated, they will become naxals. Why? Because Prabhupada was seeing, probably this was somewhere other place where Prabhupada was, was seeing the maybe the west also, but this must be definitely the west, because there are people jogging in the park. So Prabhupada said, these big buildings, these people are so big and rich, and they have become so fat. They have become rich and fat, and now to lose weight they have to jog. So ultimately these are the people exploiting the poorer class to remain poor. And what will happen? The more we educate these illiterate people, they will see this disparity very clearly, because we made them educated to see everything very clearly, and then they will become naxals and they will kill them. Rather than doing this literacy campaign, one should work on working with our hands. He said, these fields are lying vacant, let these people come and work in the land. And Prabhupada said, even for our ISKCON devotees, they should work in the land, otherwise they will simply gossip and fall victim to illicit sex. Why? Because karma yoga, only the mind is working, the hands are not working. Head, heart and hands, all these three have to be in harmony. And therefore, karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. Karma yoga represents the hands. Jnana yoga represents the head. And bhakti yoga represents the heart. Only when the head and heart works and the hand is not working, the hand is bound to do something foolish. Is bound to either become useless or become dangerous. If the head is working and the hand is working but the heart is not there, then actually there is no benefit, because it is just becoming sentimental, emotional, or it is becoming without, the affection is going to the wrong place, is not directed the right place. And if the hands are working, the heart is working but the head is not working, then we are emotionally fanatical or sentimental, but not rational and logical. So therefore, these all three things are required in balance. One cannot do away with the balance of hands, head and heart. So head also, the hands also will lead to jnana, the jnana will lead to proper bhakti, and bhakti will again culminate into giving proper balance of all these things. So therefore, we require a lot of effort in terms of reaching out. Day for yesterday in Jew, on Prabhupada's appearance day, one well-wisher was talking, and he was just talking something different. He said, I'm going to ask from Prabhupada this day. He said, I've seen Prabhupada talking in many conversations, and he was talking really something very practical for society, how to develop the society. And he told that Prabhupada had such a great vision. He had a great blueprint for Varnashram, for setting up a proper order in society by which the Krishna consciousness movement can take rapid roots, rapid inside roots to the whole system. It should become the religion, it should become the function, it should become the norm of the society. And therefore he said, I am only asking Srila Prabhupada to help in such a way that devotees actually become instrumental in guiding the leaders of society to make Krishna consciousness as the norm of the society. So that was his prayers. And definitely Prabhupada gave us such a wealth of experience, maturity, wisdom. Krishna is properly situated, ISKCON is properly situated, the Rath is there, Srila Prabhupada is there, Arjun has to become active, has to become powerful, has to become initiating, has to become blazing enthusiasm. Why? Because Krishna, especially Srila Prabhupada, especially has given this ISKCON movement and all this all for us as a chariot. This is not a house in which the whole world can live simply. This is also a chariot to go and lead out from the house. This house is a moving chariot. This needs to come in the middle of the battlefield of Kurukshetra and then face the elements. Else, it will be a comfort zone with nice curtains and chandeliers. We are here, very comfortable place. This is like Vrindavan. And the battlefield outside is Kurukshetra. Here we need the house, there we need the chariot. And therefore the transition is always required from being at home and being at the battlefield. So for Krishna himself, for 11 years remained at home. Then all the years he was in office. Probably in Kali Yuga also, someone sent us a message that earlier people used to give up home, family, fun, friends, happiness, everything. And they were called sannyasis. And now they have given up fun, friends, family, happiness, everything, and they have become employees. From sannyasis to employees. So therefore, the world has changed. World has become more office than home. So, in order to bring back that home, one will have to be at office, wherever people are, at office and catch them. So therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is the incarnation of Krishna. ISKCON is the chariot. Krishna is represented by Srila Prabhupada. We have to become representatives of Arjun, where we have to completely surrender to Krishna's plan and we have to execute his will and to make that will, his will, as our destiny. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BPT founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Since we have run out of time, not take any questions.